Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Inspector West at Bay, dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Inspector West at Bay, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard, and Sarah Lawson as his wife, Janet. Part 8, Finale for a Vendetta.
Roger, wait! Roger, wait a minute. Where are you going? What is it? What are you doing?
The school jam, the boys.
The boys? What's wrong? What's happened?
That's what I've got to find out. Out of the way.
No, I'm coming with you.
All right, then get in. I had another of those messages, just a man's voice on the phone.
What did he say?
A funny thing happened at the school this morning. Then he laughed. Oh, damn him to hell, whoever he is.
God, Martin and Richard. Oh, Roger, hurry. Please, hurry.
Detective Inspector Sloan.
Bill, it's Roger West. Get over here and bring a squad with you in double quick time.
Oh, not so fast, Roger. Where's here? You mean your place, Bell Street?
No, sorry. The school, 10 minutes from Bell Street. You know the one where the boys go.
Right. What's up, Roger?
Well, nearly the whole school's gone down with something. Most of the kids are violently ill.
Yours too?
Yes, I've sent for ambulances. There's no more time to waste talking. Get moving, Bill.
Will do. Bye.
Poison?
Yes, Jan. Arsenic.
Sure?
And the doctors are. Was in the school milk.
But how? The milk arrives here at the school in a sealed container, isn't it?
Well, sealed containers can be got at, Jan, and this one was.
And almost every one of those children drank it, poor little things.
Well, luckily, the arsenic wasn't strong enough to be fatal. All but a few of the kids can be treated at home. That includes Aunt, too.
Thank God for that.
It's just one more move in this whole game against me. And whoever's playing it is vicious and clever and without a scruple of any kind.
Oh, Roger. How long is this going to go on?
Not much longer. It's time I started making some moves of my own. But first, let's collect young Martin and Richard and get them back to Bell Street and into bed. That's the immediate priority. So come on, Jan.
Do I understand you correctly, Chief Inspector? You've come here to the yard deliberately disobeying my express instructions.
That's right, Sir Guy.
I don't think you realize what you're doing.
And I don't think you fully realize what the situation is.
Chief Inspector.
Look, we've had anonymous letters, phone calls, and 3 murders. Bertie Downs, Ben Marino, Doc Gawley. None of them worth crying about, admittedly.
I am aware of the facts in this case.
Including the prime fact of all, that these people have had us on the defensive right from the word go. This vendetta game against me and Mark Lessing's gone just the way they wanted it. I've had acid tossed at me. My boy Richard's been attacked by a damn great mastiff on the beach at Bournemouth.
Now listen to me, Inspector.
No, sir, you listen. Mark's had ammonia sprayed in his face. I've had a miniature bomb go off in mine, and now both my boys are in bed with a dose of arsenic poisoning.
They're what?
And I've had enough. I'm sick of stalling around, pulling my punches, creeping round corners. I'm up to here with it. I'm back at the yard, and that's where I'm staying. Till I've nailed these characters, or till I'm thrown out.
I see. Well, since my age makes it difficult for me to take up your last suggestion, you'd better get on with it, hadn't you?
Right, son. And thank you.
What's your first move, Roger?
Put a man to watch Paul Wiseman.
Now that he's back in London, eh?
Yes, son. I want to know what's made him leave the south of France and return here, especially right now.
Well, I take it either you or Detective Inspector Sloan will keep in touch with events?
Yes, of course, sir.
Purely for the benefit of the Commissioner, in case he should want any information. I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to speak to him as you've just spoken to me. The shock might give him heart failure. And I don't think we want to lose him just yet, do we?
Wiseman, eh?
That's right, Bill.
Well, he could be our boy, true enough. You and Mark helped put him behind bars. There's plenty of reason for him to hold a grudge. Besides, he's the only one left out of the main three on your suspect list.
Mm.
Doc Gawley's dead, murdered. And as for Jacob Kennedy, well, he's on the receiving end of this caper himself.
Mm.
And according to what his secretary told me...
Yes, Eve Wedlake's story. You go along with that, do you, Roger?
Well, she took a job with Wiseman, and now with Kennedy, because she suspected them both of swindling her dead husband out of his money.
And now she's convinced that Kennedy was forced to hold the dirty end of the stick. That it was Wiseman then, and it's Wiseman now.
So we'll concentrate on Mr. Wiseman. Oh, two other things, Bill.
Yes?
First, we've got to track down that car, the Grey Mini, and its driver.
Yes, he can tell us a few things, can't he?
Quite a few. Gawley being found murdered in Eve Wedlake's flat for one, the bullets fired at her and Jacob Kennedy for another, and for a third, the shots taken at my police dog Snicker in Bell Street. I want that joker found, Bill, so move heaven and earth.
Will do. And what's the second thing?
Well, a long shot.
Such as what?
That Bournemouth incident, the young woman with the dog.
The mastiff that went for Richard?
Yes.
We never managed to trace it or the woman. I thought it might have been the Wedlake girl. But it doesn't look like that now.
We asked for a list at the time, though, didn't we? Of anyone owning a dog like that and living within reasonable driving distance of Bournemouth?
Well, yes, I should have it somewhere.
Well, dig it out, will you? I want to take another look at it. A good long look. Well, it's just a faint chance, Bill. But you never know your luck, do you?
I do hope it's all right. I mean, Mark bringing me here with him, Janet.
Yes, of course it's all right, Eve.
Well, I rang her and told her what had happened, and she insisted on coming.
I thought there might be something I could do.
That's very kind of you.
The boy's still sleeping, Janet.
Yes, yes, and the temperature seems to have gone down, thank heavens.
It must be awful for you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Eve. You know, Mark, that time in Bournemouth was bad enough, but this...
Yes, Janet, I know.
And what happened in Bournemouth?
Well, all part of the same thing, Eve. A dog jumped on young Richard and terrified the wits out of the poor kid. A mastiff it was.
Yes, I can see it now. An enormous liver-coloured brute. Mm. It was a woman, a blonde young woman.
A liver-coloured mastiff? And a blonde?
Yes, that's right.
No, it couldn't be.
Eve, what is it?
Mark, we have got to get on to Inspector West. There's something I could tell him.
Hmm?
I don't know if I'm right or not, but he'll have to be told about it.
Bill, come here.
What's up, Roger? You found something?
I may have this list. The dog owners, look here. This name.
Mavis Hill, May Cottage, Hilton, Sussex. Hilton? Now, wait a minute.
Rings a bell with you, too, huh? Hilton, near Horsham.
That's right, where Kennedy's son was, young Peter, when I checked his movements about the Gawley murder.
Exactly. I'm wondering if Peter Kennedy knows this Mavis Hill. Chief Inspector West.
Roger, it's Mark. I'm at Bell Street. Can you come over?
Why, has something happened? Is it the boys?
Oh, no, no, they're okay. But Eve's here with me, and she's got something to tell you.
Yes, all right, I'll be with you in about 20 minutes, half an hour. Bye, Mark.
It's to do with the dog, Mr. West. Well, the mastiff at Bournemouth. I think I know the woman it belongs to.
Mavis Hill of May Cottage, Hilton.
Roger!
Well, I'm damned.
Then you already know.
No, not exactly. I just happened to find her name on a list. Now, who is this Mavis Hill?
She's Charles Kennedy's girlfriend.
Charles? Are you sure you don't mean Peter?
Quite sure. He keeps very quiet about her. But that's the way Charles is, very secretive about everything.
Then how do you come to know about her, Eve?
Well, I once met them together. I'd gone down to the Kennedy's cottage near Guildford to fetch some papers for Jacob. I was driving back and I passed them on the road. The dog was in the car. Mm. Well, Charles had to stop when he saw me, but I could tell he didn't like the idea.
Oh, well... This is a turn-up, Roger. Charles Kennedy, the dark horse, eh?
What do you make of it all?
I don't quite know, Jan.
It just doesn't make sense.
Why not, Eve?
Because even if Charles is involved in this feud against you and Mark, he'd never do anything that would harm his father. None of the family would. Unless
what?
Well, it just occurred to me. Perhaps Charles is acting under pressure, being forced to do it.
By Wiseman? Is that what you mean?
Hmm. Well, wouldn't that be possible, Mr. West?
Yeah, anything's possible, particularly in this whole affair.
The only thing I can think of. I'm sure Charles wouldn't do anything against his father willingly. All the Kennedys are too close, too devoted to one another.
Mm, pretty devoted to you, too, Eve. Matter of fact, I seem to be coming in for a bit of backwash from it myself.
Are you, Mark? How?
Well, I've been invited round to Devril Court with Eve tonight for a game of bridge with Jacob and Mrs. Kennedy.
Have you, indeed?
Oh, but Roger, if there's anything you want me for, that comes first. I'll call the bridge game.
No, no, that's all right, Mark. And Eve, thanks for the information. I'm getting back to the yard. I've got a phone call to make to the Horsham police. And the sooner I make it, the better.
Chatworth speaking.
West, here's the guy.
Ah, yes, Roger.
To keep you up to date, sir, I've been in contact with the local police in Horsham.
About this Mavis Hill woman?
Yes, sir. They tell me her cottage is well off the main road, pretty isolated, so she can come and go as she pleases without anyone knowing much about her movements.
Hmm. Which means it would be difficult to find out whether she was away from that place on the day your boy was attacked in Bournemouth.
That's right, sir. I'm proposing to go down there myself. I'll take Detective Inspector Sloan with me.
The woman's there at the moment, is she?
Yes, sir. The local boys check for us, and they'll give us a couple of extra men.
Very well. Good luck, Roger.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Goodbye.
You sure we're not a bit early, Eve?
Not in the least, Mark. Jacob likes people to be punctual, especially when it's for a game of bridge.
Eve, my dear, Mr. Lessing, do come in.
Oh, thanks.
You're right on time. How nice. Jacob will be pleased.
He's really keen on his bridge, eh, Mrs. Kennedy?
Oh, yes, he loves it.
They're here, are they, Clara?
Yes, Jacob, dear.
Ah, splendid, splendid. Hello, Eve.
Yes.
Evening, Lessing.
Good evening.
I've got the drinks and everything we need set up in the card room. It's just along here.
See, Mark? What did I tell you?
Well, I only hope you won't find my game too deplorable, Kennedy.
I'm sure I won't. Here we are. Now I'll take the orders for the liquid refreshment, and then we can get to the table, cut for partners, and get on with the only card game worthy of the name.
Nearly there, Chief Inspector.
A fine, Constable.
You'll see Mavis Hill's cottage round the next curve, sir.
Right.
She's certainly tucked away here, Sergeant.
She is an all, Mr. Sloan. Any other time of year, when the evenings aren't still as late as this, she'd be on top of the place before you knew it.
There it is now, Chief Inspector.
Yes. See it, Bill, through the trees, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Pull up, Constable, right here. I said pull up.
What's the matter, Roger?
Look, Bill. Over to your left, see it? Park deep in that clump of trees.
A car. A small one. Grey, by the look of it. Roger, it's...
Yes. A grey Mini. Sergeant?
Yes, Inspector.
You and the constable get this patrol car out of sight. Behind that hedge over there should do. And stay there.
Yes, sir.
Detective Inspector Sloan and I will go up to the cottage. Round that way, I think, Bill. We'll approach it from the back. Now, come on, let's get weaving.
Doesn't seem to be anyone about, Roger.
Up to that window. We'll take a look. Move quietly, though. All right, now, would you...
Bill...
The dog, see? In front of the fireplace.
Is that the mastiff?
That's him, all right. But he'll never go for anyone again.
A bullet right between the eyes.
And he's not the only one. Look, by the settee.
Good grief.
Inside, Bill, follow me. We'll use the back door, but keep it as quiet as you can.
I suppose this is the Mavis Hill woman, Roger?
It must be.
Dead. Her and the dog. One bullet for each of them.
Yeah. What the hell's been going on here?
Roger. Sounds like someone's coming.
That alcove with the curtains. In there, Bill, quick. Now leave a gap in the curtains. A couple of inches will be enough. Can you see who it is?
Roger, it's him from the description, the driver of the Mini.
Well, let me see. Move your head out of the way.
Roger, I know him.
What?
That's Kim Benson. He did 5 years, robbery with violence.
Shh, shh, shh. Listen, a car's coming. Benson's ducked out of sight.
Oh, my God. Mavis.
Hold it right there, Kennedy.
What? Benson!
Yes, you know me. And now I know you. Don't you make any funny moves unless you want a bullet where your girlfriend, the little pet, got one.
You killed her.
She got stupid. After I forced her to phone and get you down here, she tried to set that damn dog on me. When I put a bullet in him, she tried to grab my gun.
You rotten little...
Shut up! You thought I was easy meat, didn't you, Mr. Charles Flippin' Kennedy? Just 'cause you got onto the fact that I once killed a geezer. So you had your girlfriend put the black on me. Made me do all the dirty work.
You were getting paid.
Paid? Yeah, chicken feed.
Now listen to me, Benson.
Oh, no, Cocker. You're doing the listening. You were the smart boy, weren't you? Had yourself nicely covered up. The girl gave me the orders. I passed them on to Doc Gurley. He passed them on to Ben Marino. And Marino on to Bertie Downs. Yes, you were pretty smart. None of them could give more than one of the others away. Then Downs got the chop. And Marino, too. Then I got word to knock off Gurley.
The police were after Gurley. If he talked, you'd have been finished, Benson. I gave you the chance to get rid of him.
Oh, sure. And then you put the squeeze on me even harder. Because I'd done him, and if I didn't keep taking orders, I'd be for the high jump. Well, you went a bit too far with that, Cocker. Even a sponge will only take so much squeezing.
You don't understand, Benson.
Oh, don't I? That's when I decided to make your Mavis do some talking. And now it's your turn, if you don't want to set a punch it round your belly button.
You seem to know it all already.
Except one thing. What you're hoping to get out of all this?
Why should you worry? I'm giving you the chance to get back at Roger West for putting you inside.
Not enough, me old son. Not anymore. Oh, I've been able to give West and his pal Lessing a bad time, sure. But you've had me putting the pressure on your old man as well. You must reckon to get a nice fat slice of lolly out of that father of yours. And I want my share. A good, big, healthy share.
Benson, you've got it all wrong.
Oh, no, I haven't. And I'm the one who's got you under the cosh now, Kennedy. You're going to take the orders.
Like hell I am.
Stay back.
Now, Bill.
Oh, what the... He's got Kennedy.
West. I'll have that gun, Benson.
Thinking, copper.
Watch it, Roger.
Ah! Roger!
I'm okay. Benson?
He's dead, Roger, with his own gun. In the struggle, it got twisted round.
Yeah. How about Kennedy?
Well, he's a goner, too. Benson got him before you grabbed his gun hand. Kennedy's car. There must have been someone else in it.
We've got to get after them. Back to our patrol car, Bill.
Go like the clappers.
Right.
Chief Inspector, looks like we've lost him.
Oh, hell.
Reckon he took a side lane, Sergeant, back there somewhere.
What'll we do, Roger? Go back and try to pick up his tracks?
No, there's no point. He could have turned up any one of a dozen lanes by now.
What now?
Guildford.
What?
The Kennedy's country cottage near Guildford. Now, we can cut across country from here. And I want to have a look inside that cottage. You hear that, Constable?
Yes, sir.
Right, then get cracking.
Eve, I owe you an apology. We should have won that game.
It doesn't matter, Jacob.
Of course it does. It would have given us the rubber. My fault entirely.
Oh, just a mistake, Kennedy. One of those things.
It was a damn silly mistake. I can't think how it happened.
Now, Jacob, dear, don't get into a fret about it.
I looked at the card. I was certain it was the king. Then when I played it, it turned out to be a knave.
Well, we'll win the next game, Jacob. Don't worry.
Not if we can help it, eh, Mrs. Kennedy?
I could have sworn it was the king. Oh, the light must be bad in here.
Now, Jacob, dear, do forget about it. And stop shuffling those cards. You'll shuffle the spots off them. It's your deal, Eve. Go ahead, my dear.
Well, what do you make of these, Sir Bill?
I'm absolutely speechless.
No more worries about our unethical procedures, breaking into this cottage of Kennedy's and forcing the lock of his desk, huh?
Not even the ghost of a worry, not now. Well, just look at this, look. Dossiers, one after another. Here's one on you, Roger.
No.
And here's Mark Lessing's. Ben Marino, Bertie Downs, Doc Gawley, Eve Wedlake.
Just about everyone connected with this case. And as detailed and complete as you could wish for. Our own criminal records officer at the Yard couldn't do any better.
You always said the character behind this vendetta had an A1 information service, and this is it. Charles Kennedy must have spent a lot of time, trouble, and money to assemble all this. And what for? Because you and Mark helped put his old man behind bars? He must have been round the twist, if you ask me.
But if that's all there was to it, Bill, why make his own father a victim as well?
Well, I just told you, because he was a nutcase.
Yeah, maybe.
Chief Inspector.
Yes, Sergeant, what is it?
Have a look at this, sir.
What have you found, Sergeant?
This book, sir.
Oh, show it to me. Well, I'll be.
Well, well, well.
Know what it is, don't you, Chief Inspector?
Yes, I know, Sergeant, and it's damn interesting. What the devil?
Roger, it's the car we were chasing and lost. And I spotted who it is.
Peter Kennedy!
Come on, Sergeant Constable, at the double, move! Still got him in view, Constable?
Wait, not, Chief Inspector. Sorry, sir.
We picked the built-up area, sir. That's the trouble.
Oh, blasted.
Lost him twice in one night. That makes a good average.
Well, I'd say he's heading back to London, Bill. And so are we. Constable, get the klaxon going. Give it everything you've got.
Vulnerable, doubled, and redoubled. And we made it, partner. Well done, Eve. Excellent, my dear girl.
Thank you, Jacob.
Bad luck, Mrs. Kennedy. If I'd happened to leave the club instead of the spade...
You weren't to know, Mr. Lessig.
Well, I think this calls for one more drink, definitely. Clara, answer the phone, will you, while I refill the glasses?
Yes, of course, Jacob.
Now, yours is a gin and tonic, Eve, and whiskey for you, Lessing.
That's right.
Good, well, I'll just go...
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I felt a bit dizzy for a moment. It's nothing.
He's had one or two spells like this before, Mark. Jacob, perhaps you'd better sit down.
No, I'm all right.
No! Oh, Jacob!
What now?
I'll go. Claire! What is it?
You think we should go too, Eve?
No, we better stay here. Look, I'll pour the drinks for us. Here, Mark.
Oh, thanks. Well, it sounded as though it was something pretty bad, didn't it?
Very bad, Mr. Lessing.
Well, Mrs. Kennedy, if there's anything we can do...
Yes, there is. You can stay just where you are, please, and keep perfectly still.
She's got a...
Yes, Eve, dear, I've got a gun.
What?
My boy, my son, Charles. He's dead. He's been killed. All because of your friend, Inspector West. Don't move, either of you. Stand right where you are and don't move.
Keep your foot down, Constable. Devereux Court, just off Park Lane.
Yes, sir. Roger, are you sure about this?
I'm sure of one thing, Bill. By this time, Peter Kennedy will have phoned his parents and told them that his brother's dead. And Mark Lessing's there tonight with Eve Wedlake.
But the other thing...
Well, call it a guess, a hunch, whatever you like. But that book the sergeant spotted in Kennedy's cottage, for my money, that gives me the answer to who's really masterminded this vendetta right from the start.
Jacob Kennedy himself?
Yes, with his whole devoted family behind him. And the reason? Not just because I helped send him to prison, no. There's more to it than that. That book was in Braille. I think Jacob Kennedy's going blind. Constable, keep this car moving.
Yes, I'm going blind. And you did that to me, Lessing. You and West.
Now, wait a minute.
Be quiet and stand still.
But you can't possibly blame Mark and Roger West because you...
Be quiet, I said. Jacob speaking.
It started in prison, but I didn't know it then. I only discovered that after I came out.
You went to three of the best specialists in the world. They all said it was too late. An early operation might have saved him.
But I was behind bars then, and I didn't know. That was West doing. He sent me blind by putting me in prison.
Kennedy, you're crazy.
Oh, not so crazy, Lessing. We've had you and West running around in circles, never knowing when we were going to strike.
Then all that business of you receiving threats, letters, and phone calls, the attack on you outside my flat...
Just to make everyone think I was in the same boat. I knew I'd be on West's list of suspects, so I fooled him.
As for you, Eve, dear, we knew what you were up to all the time, trying to spy on us. So we fixed you two.
It was really quite simple.
You used the typewriter in my flat for all the anonymous letters.
That's right. The flat belonged to my company. Both Peter and I had keys.
And it worked, Eve. It put suspicion on you.
We had West suspecting everyone. He didn't know which way to turn. Jacob said so at his trial. He swore he'd get even with West.
And all the time, I believed...
That I changed? I meant you to believe it. Because I wanted you to convince West and Lessing of it.
And now we're going to finish it, aren't we, Jacob?
Yes, Clara, we are.
Charles is dead. Peter phoned and told us that, and that West's been to Guildford Cottage, so he probably knows everything by now.
But we've got you, Lessing, and we'll still get West. He'll be coming straight here if I know him, and we'll be ready for him. We'll get him.
Quite a place, this Devereux Court.
Yes. Sergeant, you and the constable wait here. Chances are we've beaten Peter Kennedy home. Nail him as he arrives.
Right, sir.
You come with me, Bill.
To the Kennedys?
No, to the porter first. I want the master key to their flat. Come on, let's move.
You see this, Lessing? You know what it is?
An aerosol spray.
When I point this in your direction, Lessing, you'll know about it. This can is filled with acid.
Oh, God. That's right, dear.
And when West rings the doorbell, I'll answer it, and I'll have this spray with me.
Oh, then it'll be your turn, Mr. Lessing. But West has to be first. There he is.
We've missed him twice, Clara, but not a third time. He is going to pay. He is going to know what it means to be blind.
Oh, Mark, oh, my God.
He must be mad.
Quiet. Not a word. Not a sound.
Yes, here I am. And this is the payoff. Now, West.
Not quite, Kennedy. Grab that spray, Bill. Get a gun, Mark. Right.
Thank you, Mrs. Kennedy. I've got it, Roger.
Nice work, Mark.
Oh, Roger, I thought for a moment...
No, it's all right, it's all right. Jacob didn't get a chance to use his little toy. I was already inside the flat. I got him with a master key. It was Bill Sloan ringing the doorbell.
Oh.
You all right, Bill?
I've got him, Roger.
Good.
Oh, my God. Please, try me.
Well, then I'd say we can call it a night. Once we've seen Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy comfortably settled in a cell...
Been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson in the final part of Inspector West at Bay by John Creasy. Inspector West at Bay was produced for the BBC by John Brough.